just what the image of Detroit did not need. As you've likely heard by now, a state election panel will decide the official outcome of Detroit's mayoral primary. That's because Wayne County's election board refused to certify the election. It should be noted, the county election board acted on the very last day before the deadline to certify the election. The controversy centers on some 20,000 write-in votes that may have been incorrectly marked by Detroit poll workers. Former Detroit Medical Center CEO Mike Duggan appeared to win the primary handily over Wayne County Sheriff Benny Napoleon. Despite running as a write-in candidate, Duggan won by about 16 points, according to those unofficial results. But if these almost 20,000 write-in votes would be tossed out, the two winners would switch places, with Napoleon coming out on top and Duggan finishing second. Whatever the outcome, Duggan and Napoleon will square off in November. But this drama raises concerns, including the ability of Detroit poll workers to do their jobs properly, and whether there needs to be a recount, and whether, as suggested by Benny Napoleon, the U.S. Department of Justice needs to babysit the big November election in Detroit. Joining us to help sort this all out is Jocelyn Benson, interim dean of Wayne State University's Law School. She's an expert in Michigan's constitutional and election law. Jocelyn, welcome back to Stateside.
Good to be here, Cynthia.
Well, break it down for us who have been following this swirl of stories since this all broke late yesterday. Hash marks, numbers, what happened?
Well, essentially, the County Board of Canvassers reviewed all of the write-in votes and tallies for the write-in candidates in the mayoral election and found a policy under state law that are under a state regulation in a manual for counting write-in votes from the Secretary of State's office that says when you count write-in votes, you should tally them with hash marks. And so they said, well, this didn't happen, therefore, what do we do now? And there was some talk about disqualifying the ballots, which is really out of left field. There's nothing in the law that would enable the disqualification of the ballots. And then ultimately, the County Board of Canvassers did the right thing and said, well, it's not clear what to do. Let's ask the state for guidance.
So this has nothing to do with the people who showed up to cast their votes. This had to do with who was counting them.
Yes. What this is an issue of is between balancing the integrity of the ballot and the need to protect every eligible voter's vote. And again, there's nothing to suggest that an eligible voter who cast a valid ballot won't have that ballot counted. And it has everything to do to suggest that there's some just a lack of clarity under the state rules as to how write-in votes should be tallied. Because we're really in this uncharted territory with tens of thousands of write-in votes. And, you know, it's important for the state to get it right for future elections as well. So that's the issue here. And that's what the State Board of Canvassers will be looking at.
Now, do you think this kind of thing might happen all the time in elections, but only because of the big issue with Mike Duggan having to run as a write-in candidate, that there was so much more attention paid and there were so many more write-in ballots?
Certainly. I mean, we are in a bit of uncharted territory because write-in campaigns themselves are very rare. And on top of that, write-in campaigns that received as many votes as this candidate did in the primary election are also very rare. And so that has added some more spotlight to what is simply a question of interpretation of a state regulation. But again, there was some gasoline thrown on the fire when it was suggested that these ballots for some reason should be disqualified. And again, there's nothing in the law that would allow for that. And so the real question is just how should write-in votes be tallied to make sure the count is accurate.
If you're just joining us, we're speaking with Jocelyn Benson, who's an expert in Michigan's constitutional and election law. She's also interim dean of Wayne State University's Law School. As we look at just what's at issue with the problems with some 20,000 write-in ballots in the Detroit mayoral primary. Well, before we talk about today's developments, let's talk about, speaking of the gasoline being thrown on the fire, there was all kinds of blame being tossed around. People were pointing fingers at Detroit City Clerk Janice Winfrey, at her election inspectors for not doing the hashtags, at the county board for waiting till the 14th day after the election to start thinking of potential ballot issues. Where, in, as you digest all of this, where do you believe the blame should go, or is it a matter of blame?
Well, make no doubt about it. We need to do a better job of training our poll workers throughout the state. I think there needs to be things like tests for poll workers to make sure they know the rules before being appointed and beginning the election day. And we need to make sure everyone in charge of elections on the local level in the poll worker or election inspector, as they're called, capacity, know all of the requirements for them on a particular day. And it seems to be that not only did was there some confusion about how to tally these ballots, but that confusion led to poll workers in Detroit not using the hash marks that the state regulation book indicated should be used. But in the defense of those poll workers and in the city of Detroit, it really isn't clear under the current manuals from the state that hashtags, one, absolutely must be used, and two, of course, it's not clear at all. In fact, there's nothing to indicate that if hashtags are not used to tally write-in ballots, that therefore the ballots themselves are somehow invalid.
Does this say to you that perhaps the entire election system in Michigan is too complicated and too convoluted?
Well, I would say that in many ways, elections everywhere have become increasingly complicated in really the years since the Bush v. Gore decision in the 2000 election, where we saw an increase in litigation being used to determine election disputes. And we're certainly at a point now where state legislators across the country are enacting more and more laws and requirements for poll workers and other officials that are creating a lot of opportunities for confusion on Election Day. So there does need to be an effort to streamline the process, because if we just look at the poll workers themselves, yes, we can say we need to provide better training, and the state needs to do that and has a responsibility to do that. But we also have to recognize that these are individuals who are making a very small amount of money, working extensive hours throughout the day, and have a significant responsibility. So we need to do more to help them do their job, and that may involve many reforms to the process.
Based on everything you've heard, Jocelyn Benson, is there any whiffs to you of shenanigans or skullduggery?
From the facts as we know them and that are public, it does not appear that there's anything beyond just a question of how the ballots are tallied. And the reason why the hashtag controversy is such a big deal for those who are proponents of saying these ballots need to be recorded through hashtags is that we want to make sure that only eligible ballots are being counted and that the ballots have been secured and the integrity of the ballots are protected. And so when you, for example, hypothetically see just one number, 62 write-in votes for this particular candidate, you need to have some verification mechanism, and that's what those hashtags are designed to do, to say 1, 2, 3, 4, this is how we reached 62. So without those, it does perhaps raise some red flags, but I think what's happened here is as those red flags have been raised, again, we've seen gasoline thrown on the fire, and that has exacerbated things out of control. And the bottom line for everyone right now is that there's been nothing to indicate that the top two candidates for the mayoral primary have not changed, and therefore none of this appears to have any impact on which two candidates will be on the ballot this fall.
And meantime, today we hear from State Elections Director Chris Thomas, and we also had Detroit City Clerk Janice Winfrey both speaking out and speaking their minds and explaining. So what have we heard first from Janice Winfrey?
Well, we've received notification information from City Clerk Janice Winfrey that basically criticizing the county for, number one, waiting until the last day in the deadline period to announce the certification to raise this issue, saying that if it had been raised earlier, then they could have hand-counted whatever ballots were in question and addressed the concerns. But like everyone needs to do, she's also criticizing any attempts to disqualify any vote. Because, again, as long as it's an eligible voter in which their intent is clear on a write-in candidate, that ballot should count. So she's also emphasized her focus on training poll workers to do their job and says in her view that a lot of the worksheets, the hashtags, don't matter because the hashtags or the tally marks aren't required under law. But there is a state manual that does demonstrate the recording of write-in votes through using these tally marks. It just, again, the question is what happens when you don't, and that's what the State Board of Canvassers will look at.
And then from Lansing, we heard from State Elections Director Chris Thomas, because now the ball is in Lansing's court, isn't it?
Yes, and it's truly the job of the Secretary of State to be out in front of this issue and clearly defining what is and is not proper under the law. In the absence of that, we've seen the state elections director come forward and reassure voters that that there's no authority to disqualify the ballots, and noting that the tabulation method needs to be looked at because the markings that are used to count the write-in ballots need to be looked at and counted. But he clearly said whether it's a hash mark or a number that was used to mark in the counting of the ballots, that is not sufficient grounds to disqualify a vote.
Do we think we'll see a recount?
There's nothing right now to indicate that a recount is necessary or to recount or retabulate all of the votes have been cast. All we need to do is ensure that the ballots in question were properly counted and secured, and that is likely where the focus will be. And again, just to emphasize, we're talking only about the votes for the write-in candidate at issue here. So other candidates' votes have remained relatively unchanged.
And Chris Thomas also gave a vote of confidence to Janice Winfrey, didn't he?
Yes, and recognizing that, number one, we are in uncharted territory here, but the errors that she and her team are being criticized of are not errors that are clearly errors under the law, and number two, are not errors that would give rise, it would seem, to the disqualification of valid votes.
Jocelyn Benson is an expert in Michigan's constitutional and election law and is also the interim dean at the Wayne State University Law School. Jocelyn, thanks for talking with us today.
Thanks for having me.